You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When he says he waited from meal to meal, don't interpret it to mean he waited 6 hours as if you wait from the morning meal to the supper meal. That's not what it means, Bensuda Suda. Ella, afilu la'alter. This is Peladik. If I eat a fleishika meal, listen to Tysus. I eat a fleishika meal with all the pitch givens, okay? And after I eat the fleishika meal, what am I going to do? I am then halacha lamasa going to be misal of the shulchan and the meal and bake a bracha, which means imsilik ha-shulchan u-berich. I made a bracha akrona. If I had bread, I benched. If I didn't have bread, I had just meat, I would make a burner fashais. Mutter dolo polag rabbanim. This Tosfos espouses an opinion that there is no official zman hamtana between fleishiks and milchiks. And he's saying over here, in his explanation, Amar Ukva, my father used to wait 24 hours between a fleishik meal and a milchik meal. Ich bin also sehr froh, but you want to know how polar this is? In my opinion, there is no zman hamtana objectively between fleishiks and milchiks. I just can't eat them in the same meal together. So therefore, what I do is I have my fleishika meal, and after I have my fleishika meal, I then quite obviously finish the meal, take the fleishiks off the table, make a bracha achrona, but then I hold, according to Tosfos' opinion, I can have another meal of milchiks immediately, without waiting any time frame. Now, despite that fact, of course, if I feel meat, I'm going to have to remove it. I have to remove it as best as I possibly can.
If you're a good flosser, it shouldn't be a problem.
Correct. But basically, according to this sheet, halach lamasa, there's no zman hamtana. But the isser is, when it comes to fleishiks first and milchiks afterwards, they cannot be consumed in one meal. And therefore, halacha lamasa, technically speaking, but many of the Rishonim point out that based upon the top of the sugya, we learned on the top of the page that between fleishiks and milchiks, they mention you have to perform hadachas hapeh, rinsing the mouth with liquid, then also eating a solid food. So you have to eat a solid food and drink a liquid to wash out your dentures and your mouth and your palate. Wash your hands off from the grease and stuff from the fleishiks, and then you go. So over here, many posts can point in that even though there's no zman hamtana, but you have to have in between going from fleishiks to milchiks, hadachas apeh with a liquid, kinuach apeh with some type of solid substance, and washing your hands as well. The Gemara says the only thing you can't use as a solid substance, they ask the three things. You can't use flour, you cannot use tamarim, dates, and you can use vegetables, because Chazal said this stuff, when you use this as a way of eradicating stuff that's stuck in your dentures, ain't helping you. What happens is, it becomes sticky with your saliva, and if anything, it's medabik them to your mouth more than eliminating. So therefore, the Gemara in fact said you shouldn't even use barley bread, you should use rather wheat bread, whether hard or soft. You might have a whole bunch of tanoim. But one thing is for sure, according to many of the poskim, since you're not waiting any time, you should also perform kinua chadacha and rechis yisayim. But there's no zman whatsoever, according to these sheetos. Now, I want to just show you something. That when it comes to, if you look at this sheet over here, Rabbi Yisrael, this sheet over here, I want to show you who holds with the Bava Tosfos. If you look at number 2 on the sheet, see number 2 on page 1 of the sheet? Okay. Who holds like the Bava Tosfos? The Rav Yah, who was one of the great German poskim, the Rav Yah. The Ri HaZaken. This is the famous Ri HaZaken that Tosfos quotes continuously. They say, Suda Cheres, Kishisu Shalom Berech Echamazan, Mutalochal Gavina Miad, etc. And the fact of the matter is that as far as they're concerned, halacha lamasa, you basically speaking, if you're going to eat it immediately, you're basically speaking, you're going to have to do kinuach v'hadacha in between, etc. And this is a shita that exists. Okay, everybody with me so far? So this is a very radical shita. Now, I do want to mention to you that there is a Ramah in Yeradeya which says that there was a minik in Ashkenaz that between a fleishik meal and a milchik meal, they used to wait an hour in between. The Ramah quotes that was the old Ashkenazic minik, and then the Ramah then throws in later on, but those who are medakta b'mitzvahs wait 6 hours. We got the 6 hours from, we'll see very shortly. But what's interesting is that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes that the closest you come to nothing in between is the 1 hour separation of time in between the two meals. And that is predicated upon the shita of the Zohar. The Zohar says when it comes to milk and meat, the lashon of the Zohar is, it should not be eaten b'suda achas u'b'shaita achas. It should not be eaten in the same meal or in the same hour. So taking that Zohar and filtering it into the picture, you therefore have now our hafsat because of that Zohar from the fleishik meal to the milk meal, 1 hour hafsaka. The Ramah quote that was very, very popular in the Ashkenazi community until he came around. He threw in, he's the Ramah who I'll show you inside, he's the one who threw in Hadava Hanachin is to wait 6 hours. And once the Ramah paskin that way, the history of Ashkenazic Jewry basically changed forever, except for the Germans, which we'll get to very shortly. But what is interesting to note is today, the only people that we know wait 1 hour in between are Dutch Jews, some say the Sephardim, who basically live in Holland, but obviously they have the 1 hour minute between Fleishiks and Milchiks. So there's a certain irony over here that was initially basically an Ashkenazic minute, all of a sudden became a Sephardic minute for certain Sephardim. The Dutch of Holland had this 1 hour halacha, which was the old Ashkenazi minute before the Ramah came along. So that is Shita Satesis, which means no time, and those who add the Zohar in having an hour in between. So that's one Shita Rabbi Yisai that you have to be aware of. Now, if you think that you haven't seen radical Shitos, since we have this paper in front of you, I'm going to show you the most radical of the opinions, which is the bottom piece over here, before we get to the stuff you're more familiar with. This is on the bottom of the sheet. Now, who is the espouser of the following shita? This is number 3. The Baal Halachas Gedolos was one of the great Gedolim of the Gaonic era. Reish Ches stands for Rabbeinu Chanana, who also came from the Tekufas HaGaonim. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's Einako. What do they hold? If you have Fleishiks Rabbi Yisai, first, Lotzarech Sudacheres, you don't have to finish the meal like Taser said, and bench and whatever it might be. And avo bikinuach v'netila mutulechel gavina miyal, which means if you eat meat, and then after you finish the meat, you do kinuach hadacha and washing your hands, and I even make a brach achrona, in the same meal, I can mamish then have milchiks immediately without waiting. That is the most radical kula of all the shitos. This is the shita of these gedolim. He says when the Gemara says that I have to wait from suda to suda, what does that mean? That means that Rabbi Yisai, that meant what you didn't do hadacha v'kinuach of your mouth and your hands beforehand. And then if you look where it says 3b, those who wait to suda acheres b'chasidim, he says hamakar hamachmir alatzmon. Which he says that for most people, in the same meal, I just have to do kinuch for hadach and I go to milchiks immediately. Those who more machmir obviously wanted to suda cheres, but that's how far this kula went. I don't know anybody who holds that shita today. So, but you should realize that's how far some kulas went when it came to this specific concept. Now, the shita we are more familiar with, Rabbi Yisai, is the shita of the 6 hours. Now, where's the 6 hours come in? So if you look now on page number 5, go back now to the long sheets. We're going to read the Rambam over here now. And the Rambam fills in pieces over here that the other Rishonim hadn't dealt with yet, and he gives us time frames very, very explicitly. We're going to read from Halacha Chavav, including up to the end of Halacha Chavches. Let's see what the Rambam says. Misha achel gavina, whoever eats cheese or milchiks, or chalav, gavina, if you notice, gavina is solid, chalav is liquids, tequila, mutter lechel achrav baslamiyat. This is important. The Rambam rejects the Zohar. The Rambam held halacha lamasa. I can go from milchiks to fleishiks, whether it's liquid milchiks or solid milchiks. Immediately I can go to basamiyad. However, between the milchiks and fleishiks, tzorach yediach yagav, I have to wash my hands off, yikanech piv, clean out my mouth, bein ha-gavino, bein ha-basa, between the cheese, the milk, and the meat. Ba'avem ha-kanech piv, what do I clean my mouth with? Bepas, with bread, or beperos, with fruits. Shalos in a bowl and a poltron. I have a choice of either basically chewing them and swallowing them, chewing them, spitting them out. Many pasuk don't like spitting them out. They feel that to really clean your mouth out in the palate in the back, you have to swallow. So those will choke on the poltron part. Ubechom akanchim as a pe, you can clean your mouth whatever you want, except for the Gemara says you can't. You can't use tamar and dates, kemet flour or yarakos. She'elo emakanti yofed, as the Gemara points out, they cause it to stick to your mouth rather than to clean out your mouth, and those cannot be used. Now, look in Halacha Chazayim. Bamed v'am amurim, v'basa behema o v'chaya. We're dealing over here with basa that comes from a behema or chaya. Aval im ochel basa of. If a person ate bird's meat after after a cheese, ochov after he drank milk, ein tzarech, he doesn't need between the gavina chalav and the meat, lo kinuach haper lo netilas yadayim. This is what the Gemara said on top of the page, that it's eaten behefka, b'afkurim. The Gemara said, when it came to bird meat and milk, the Gemara in Chulim, I didn't read with you that tonight, but those who learned the daf know what I'm talking about. You go back to page 4, on top of the page where I have quotation 4D, it says, Igra d'rava ava ocha of and gavina necholim b'afkurin. Of and gavina can be eaten like behefker. So what does hefker mean? The Ram says that I don't have to do any type of hadach di kinuach between milchiks and bird meat. But I do have to do kinuach hadach between milchiks and behema meat or chayim meat. That's what the way Ram interprets it. Now go back to Halacha Chav Zayim. Okay. He then says the following. He says in Chav Ches, Mish'ochel basa techila. Now if I eat rabbis like meat before, and what kind of meat? Basa behema or basa of. Lo yochel akarav. If I eat meat, Rabbi, whether it's basa or behemoth, chayis or ofos, what's the halacha? I shouldn't eat milchiks after it immediately. I have to wait to shear v'sudacheres. V'hu kamar approximately 6 hours, approximately 6 hours. Minei habasa shebein shenayim, because the meat caught between the teeth and the sabi kenuach can't be taken out properly. It still remains and maintains the challah shei meat until 6 hours later on. Now over here, the two things. Number one now, the Rambam is showing you that he's rejecting what Tosfos said. Tosfos says, don't interpret sudah l'sudah mean between the morning meal and the night meal. And the Rambam is saying just the opposite. Sudah cheres means what was current at the time of the Gemara. It was a morning meal and a night meal. The Zman in between was 6 hours. So when he says, I'm not as firm as my father, waiting 24 hours, I go from Suda to Suda, and meant the time between my morning meal and my night meal, which is 6 hours, that's the time I wait. My father waited 24 hours, I wait 6 hours, that's the way the Rambam interprets the Gemara. So he's adding now the Zman of Hamtana of 6 hours, and if you notice, he doesn't say exactly 6 hours, Kamoshe shows. That's why some who pass them like the Rambam, especially in the Sephardic community, don't wait 6 hours ma'ase le'ase. They'll wait 5.5 hours or miksas ashar, going from the 5th hour into the 6th hour a little bit. So you have different ways of interpreting kamo she'shaos. So we now have Rabbi say added into the mix the following information which the Rambam added, which brings us a little closer to the minig most of us observe at this table, and that is the fact that between Fleishix and Milchix, we wait basically 6 hours, or approximately 6 hours, and there's no difference halach l'masa whether it's behema meat, chai meat, or oaf meat. That's the minig of most, especially Ashkenazic Jews, and even Sephardic Jews, most of them. The fact of the matter is, whether it's 6 hours or approximately 6 hours, there are different minhagim when it comes to that. But one thing is for sure, that the only zman he mentioned is between Fleishix and Milchix. Milchix first and Fleishix afterwards. The Rambam still didn't give us any time frame. He says he's able to eat a miyad, which means the Rambam does not filter into his Pesach Halacha anything about the Zohar whatsoever. And therefore he says you can eat Fleishix after Milchix miyad. You don't have to wait a half an hour, forget about an hour. That is the Shita of Rambam. And according to the Rambam, at least at this point in time, there's no nafka mina whether you're eating gavino or challah, whether it's a solid cheese or a liquid tov milchix. The halach is that the kinuach, the hadacha, washing your hands is all that's needed. You can go to the other one immediately. Now, I do want to mention to you, and this is brought down by Avadi Yosef in the big tshuva I have here, but I don't have time to go to it right now, but I'll mention it quickly. He said that if you have in the Ashkenazic or Sephardic world today people that between Milchus and Fleishix will wait an hour, or they'll wait a half an hour, it's because they filter in the Zohar that I just mentioned to you. The Zohar says, I can't have them, Milchus and Fleishix, Besuda Achas u'Beshait Achas, which means in 1 hour time frame and in one meal. So if that's the case, halacha l'masa, what they're really saying over here, technically speaking, is that you have to have, if you say Shait Achas means one Shah, those are people who between Milchus and Fleishix will wait 1 hour. Between Fleishix and Milchus, they'll wait the 6 hours. Between Milchus and Fleishix, they'll wait 1 hour. Some say it's not a full hour, mixus hour, so they'll wait a half an hour. Some people wait 15 minutes. But this is because of Zohar literature influence, not because of Talmud Bavli. In the Talmud Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan said what? Take of a miyad, and there were many poskim, interesting enough, that quote a principle which Avad Yosef has in his tshuvas, which I'm telling you orally, but we'll see more maybe next week when I go through the tshuva with you. Not next week, the week after, because next week is blur. Yeah. You know, so the week after we'll have a chance to see the tshuva inside. But what I want to mention the following, that there is always a big machlokas among the poskim when the Babli, whether it's Yerushalmi and Babli, say one thing, and the Zohar Kabbalah says something else, you have a conflict between them. How do we paskin the Sheila Halacha Lamasa? So the many Gedolim, and amongst them the Chasam Sofer, the Rashash, and others who say over here, very simply, that when you have a contradiction between Teresh Shabbateh of the Bavli V'Yerushalmi, which is Teresh HaNigla of Teresh Shabbateh, versus Teresh Shabbateh of Teresh HaNista of Zohar, so the Chasam Sof is very cute, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk quotes is, Hanis Torres Lashem Elokeinu V'haniglolas Lanu L'vaneinu. So he says, if that's the case, since it's Lanu, we go according to the Torres HaNigla. The Nis Torres, that's good for Malachim, or whatever it is, but that's not for us. So when you have a conflict, you go Basa V'niglolas rather than Nis Torres. That's why he was mocked at certain things when it came to Metzitz, which I'm not going to go into now. But the fact of the matter is, that's a klal that many poskim. That's why many poskim didn't give a zman hamtana specifically the Yomilchus and Fleishix, because the Bavli and Yerushalmi never mentioned a zman. Only the Zohar does. But I want you to be aware, as Avad Yosef says, that there's some who will mock it on the half an hour, realize it's the Zohar that's giving them that, but nothing else in the Bavli Yerushalmi. Now, what I want to show you, Rabbi Yisai, is now look on top of the page over here, on the front page over here. If you look on top of the page, so I have now the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Zman Sudas Abok and Sudas Erev is 6 hours, as the Rambam himself says, okay. And what's the reason the Rambam says you have to halach l'masa wait that time? Because of the meat that is stuck between your teeth, and therefore it's difficult to get it out. And for that reason, you have to wait for the meat to undergo deterioration because of the saliva and the enzymes that are being exuded by your mouth and the palate. that takes 6 hours. After 6 hours, it's no longer meat, even if it's still stuck between your teeth, and you can go into milchiks immediately. Now, there's one little problem, and that is, I now have what the Rambam says in Zaman, I now have what Rabbeinu Tam and his group said, I now have what Tosa says with the Ravion and Riyad Zakein. What is Rashi Shita that we're worried about the fats that are being exuded when you eat meat? He says, Shemarach Betamo, what's the Zman of Habtan according to Rashi? Now Rashi doesn't mention anything. The Rambam doesn't deal with Rashi. He has a different opinion. So the Tor Shulchan Aruch over here adds in this piece. You don't have the Tor in front of you. What the Tor says is not only did the Rambam hold 6 hours between Fleishiks and Ilchiks, but even Rashi's school of thought held 6 hours, which means to say, you now see a big machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, where Rashi held 6 hours because of his reason. The Einuk of Rabbeinu Tam held no Zman whatsoever, and it seems a good percentage of the Baalei Tosfos that I quoted to you, I mean, I quoted you over here, the Baal Tosfos, the Ravyor, the Riyaz Zakein, held there's also no Zman between flesh and milk. The only question is whether it has to be in a separate meal or in the same meal with Kinuah of Hadacha, but they didn't mention Zman. Rashi is interpreted by the Torah to hold 6 hours like the Rambam, and the only machlok between Rashi and between the Rambam is what is the reason for the 6 hours. The Rambam pointed out because the meat between your teeth doesn't become eradicated from being halachu called meat until it takes 6 hours for the enzymes to dissolve it and make it halachu innocuous. Rashi says the digestive process takes a long time for your stomach to digest, etc., etc., and your palate to ultimately digest and the after flavor. That takes 6 hours to accomplish. So therefore, you have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi concerning where we get 6 hours from. But now we come to the important part. And that is, 6 hours is what most people accept. And the Ramah, I point out in Shulchan Aruch, says that the better minig is, the minig anochem, the medaklim b'mitzvah should be 6 hours. But now the question is, are the nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam of why you wait the 6 hours? And now we come to a very important piece over here, which I want to finish up with tonight because this is an important factor. And that is, I'll show you Rabbeisai. Let me just see if I have it over here. If not, I'll tell it to you orally. Let me basically tell it to you orally very quickly. And that is the following. Oh, there you go. I have it on page 3. If you look at Rabbeisai in these handouts over here, that handout, turn to page number 3. If you look at Rabbi Yitzhak, where you have over here 2, 3, and 4 in the text, you see this? 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah.
On this page? Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This is going to help me summarize very quickly with you. According to the Rabbi Marashi, way the Torah learns them, they both hold the 6 hour hafrasha between fleshiks and milchiks. Okay, now, what's the nafkamina? According to the Rambam, after 6 hours, it's no longer considered meat, so even if it's still there, I don't have to remove it. According to Rashi, he never said Basav Ein Shinayim has any change of status. He only says the digestive process. According to Rashi, if I will still feel meat between my teeth after 6 hours, I got to try to remove it. I got to try to floss and get rid of it, but I don't have to wait any more time. I just have to get it out of my teeth. So that's one nafkamina, the Torah says, between Rashi and the Rambam. What's with Basav Ein Shinayim after 6 hours? For the Rambam, it's innocuous. For Rashi, you still have to remove it. And then you do Hadacha, the Kinuch afterwards. Now, case number 2 difference between them. If in those days, Rabbi Yisai, if I wanted to have meat or other foods basically cut up into small little pieces to be able to give a little baby to eat, so today we have fancy stuff that's manufactured in factories. What did they do in those days? Mommy used to chew it, and then with her mouth, after she chewed it up, she used to put it into the baby's mouth from her mouth. Now, los latinet v'lo achal. If I chewed meat and I never ate it, for the Rambam, I would now have to still wait 6 hours. Why? Because the basav ein shinayim. Okay? According to Rashi, that the 6 hours is because of digestion. I never ate it. I don't have to wait 6 hours. That's a second nafkamina. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, now, the third nafkamina, Rabbi says, what happens if I swallowed it and chew it? For Rashi, I would have to wait 6 hours, and for the Rambam, I would not have to wait 6 hours. But now, for those who are in the cooking business, who basically, when you're cooking, you taste, but you don't chew and swallow. So, te'ima b'li le'isa, without chewing it, and without swallowing it, do I have to wait? So look at what happened, number 4 on the bottom. Rav Shlomo Kluger Paskins, te'ima b'li le'isa, or without Rabbi Yisai, where you basically are towing the flavor of the sauce and the meat, and you spit it out. But I don't chew it nor swallow it. I don't need hamtan at all, which means I don't have to wait according to the Rambam or according to Shitas Rashi, because I didn't digest it, nor did I chew it. But I have to do hadach, I have to wash out my mouth when I did. And therefore, that's a kula to cooks who taste, but don't swallow and spit out. So I can have a nice milchik meal afterwards, because I'm cooking for supper. So, you know, by afternoon I wanted to see how it tastes good before I stop my cooking. I can taste without chewing and swallowing, see the flavor is good, I put in enough spices, rinse my mouth out with the kinuch v'hadacha, and have a nice little kasud day afterwards without waiting whatsoever. Now, I've given you so far some of the basics over here, but what I want to point out to you is, on this sugya, I can say many respects for Ika Chatzim and Asayfer, because when it comes to Zman, if I only had the Gemara text, I didn't have the Rishonim adding a little yesabi over here, I would not have any time frame with which to even play with over here. Because what the Rambam did, and because later on with the Torah, Shulchan Aruch and others, we now have a whole slew of shitos. You had a question you wanted to ask me, or did I touch it upon already?
I have 10 questions more.
So let's hear some questions.
Yeah. If the meat is, if you have milk running into this, then it's not, it's 50-50, let's say. You've got a piece of meat like this, and you can trim an inch around it.
Doesn't make a difference. If the meat does not have 60 times the quantity of the milchix, it's all, okay. Awesome, yeah, good. Yeah. We'll talk about cooking now.
Yeah.
Cooking. Okay, good.
Okay. If you eat... Should a person have, if I have my own meat, but if you have dentures, should you have milk in your flashing dentures?
No, you don't have to do that.
I just thought of that.
No, you don't have to do that. You basically wash them off in between whatever it is, and you have to clean them out. But I want to mention another thing, and that is a question the post can bring out, a very good question. They said, if you're a Rambam nikah and not a Rashi nikah, and you say the only reason is because of Basa Ben Shinehem, so what happens if I had a nice fleishika sandwich, and then I went to the dentist, and I had a hygienist come and do one of their super duper cleaning up jobs of your teeth? Does that mean that I don't have to wait 6 hours? So with that question is posed by the Gedolei Acharonim. They said theoretically it should, but the problem is we're left with what's called the concept of lo pluk. That since most people don't have hygienists cleaning out their teeth on an ongoing basis. So even though theoretically, if the only reason was because of Shitas Aram, Basa Ben Shinayim, a hygienist would basically eradicate it, but because of low plug, we won't allow that kula to apply, even though theoretically, it should apply. The fact of the matter is, we hold the chumras of both. We hold the chumra of the Rambam and Shitas Arashi. So even if you can have a hygienist clean up, if I swallow that meat, I got Rashi's problem to worry about, and the hygienist can deal with that. Yes?
I knew the chief rabbi of Ethiopia.
Okay, I don't. Go ahead, yeah.
He told me that, or I saw him, that in Ethiopia, where they were separated from Klal Yisrael before the time of the Gemara, their Friday night meal was always chicken with a glass of milk.
All right, so what do you want?
They weren't cooking it, so
That is because of the Gemara. That's because of the Gemara over here. As I mentioned, the Gemara in Kulin. It depends how you interpret it. The Gemara over here on page 4, where he says, "Of ugvina necholim bavkirim," which means you can interpret it to mean it's total hefka when it comes to bird meat and milchix. You can do whatever you want, which means that's the source. If there is such a minig, that's where it came from.
I see. Thank you.
But not everybody holds that way. But that's one interpretation. Okay? Yes?
You didn't speak about food, the fruits that are cooked in dairy products.
I didn't get to that tonight. That's not get to tonight's show. What? Is fish a topic? I'll deal with fish. But fish.
What if you have
food that's not
up to the ground? Yes, what about it?
According to Rashi, yes. According to Rashi, yes. Because. Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is, when you say the flavor still lingers in your mouth, is it because of the palate generating that flavor, or is it because your stomach indigestion causes an aftertaste? And I can tell you that the way some poskim quote it down, when I showed the tshuva of Adi Yosef, it appears that it's not only the palate that's generating the flavor, but it's coming from the me'ayim as well. And if that's the case, going to Rashi, I would have this problem in 6 hours.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.